Hey everybody, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're talking 6 on History, Episode 3, Dua. On tonight's episode, Jackie's got a gun. Bad Bear, and live in studio tonight, we have the very talented actress Nadine Velasquez, aka Jackie Ortiz. She's talking all things 6 with us. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Personality is on point.
Yes!
What is this?
That came in great.
Jackie's got a gun or Janie? What?
Listen, if we could have changed the lyrics, but it's still a great song. Great song choice, Dan.
What did her daddy do? I don't know, but welcome everybody.
Hey, y'all.
To the 6 on History After Show here at AfterBuzz TV.
What's going on?
What is going on? My name's Daniel Lindgren. Let's go down the line. What's your name? Who is this that we have with us tonight?
Hi, my name is Sherry White.
Sherry White! Oh, you're the best actress on the show.
I'm from Orange County.
Oh, very nice. What's 3 top hobbies, Sherry?
I like to volleyball.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm into tennis, beginner level.
That's okay.
And a rollerblade.
Fantastic.
Oh my god.
Blades or skates?
No, blades.
Blades. Oh. Nice.
I love it. Well, I'm your favorite Afro Latina. My name is Franceli Chaman. And make sure you stay tuned right here every week for the 6.
And if y'all don't know who is here with us tonight, this is Nadine. And she is on the show.
Yes.
And if you don't know who she is, you're clearly not watching.
Because right.
She's a very prominent role. We'll say that right now.
Yeah.
Before we start, I want you all to stick around to the end of the episode because I've got my top 6 most entertaining moments from the evening. This is a segment where I tell you what I like, and Sally and Nadine are going to tell us whether they want to like it or give it the hike. It's a segment we like to call Like or Hike.
Boom! Like or hike. We'll be the judge of that.
That's the idea. Very nice.
Girls versus boys tonight.
Oh, fantastic. overall thoughts on the episode, Miss Sally?
Overall thoughts, you know, it's crazy because when the episode started, I was a bit confused.
What was happening?
Like 6 months ago, and then I was trying I was trying to get the timeline together. So, you know, overall, at first I was like a little confused and just trying to follow everything that was happening. But in general, I really liked this episode and I liked the whole questioning the position of women in general. Like, should women carry or not carry concealed weapons? That's a whole discussion. You know, women who are killers for a living and go psycho.
Right.
You know, like, there's a lot of things happening.
And
with
let's
women
not forget about Gina's whole thing, too.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of women in power doing things. It's awesome.
I love this. You know, so it left me
are
with a lot.
Are you thinking just women carrying concealed weapons?
No. Because the men in the show carry guns all the time. And that's what I mean. The show tonight brought up a great point about, because the whole argument you had with your husband was like, he says, no, you know, I carry one, but then you can't. And it's that whole thing. Like, why can the boys carry and we can't? So,
And that's where I want to start off the show tonight was talking about your character, Jackie, and your relationship with Ricky Buddha Ortiz and all the stuff that's happening with you guys and the whole gun thing. And it's just a lot.
Yes, there's a lot happening.
And I wanted to get your opinion on, well, you can't tell us where you got the gun, right? Or do you already know?
I already know.
Oh, great. But you're not going to tell us?
You guys don't know?
No.
You guys think you know?
That'll be at the end of the show when we do all our predictions. Yes. For sure. We'll get into that.
Tonight's episode, I'm like, Jackie's angry. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
yeah, Jackie,
look at this.
Jackie is angry.
You're angry. You're breaking glasses and stuff. And I'm like,
yeah, no, there's a lot happening in that relationship.
I'm afraid. I'm panicking. I'm worried. And I want to be heard. And he's not listening to me, and the kids are against my decisions, and I just want to protect the family. And I feel like he's not protecting us enough, and I'm shocked and surprised by that. But I also understand that he doesn't want me to panic, and that I don't have to worry too much. But for my character, it's like, I'm a woman, I have instincts, I know.
I'm Team Jackie all the way on this.
Right.
We've been saying it since the first couple episodes. We think that Jackie's in the right here. I do.
Yeah.
And then I tell you too.
Oh, yeah. When she said, let's get up and move, although everyone was uncomfortable and it was kind of a rash decision, it was the smart decision because she was right. They found Rip. Who says they can't find us?
Right.
So I would, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's all the pictures in Marissa's hotel room of Rip crossed out and your husband on
is
the show
next.
Is next.
Yes.
So I believe that Jackie is 100% right with her
decision.
Listen,
that woman intuition never lies. And shame on you men for...
What?
questioning our intentions.
Are you putting a line right down the middle right here at the table already?
That's right.
We got burned for our intuition. We're five minutes in right now. Salem witch hunt.
Come on, Dan.
Yes, let's have a full discussion on the Salem witch trials tonight.
I'm just saying.
It's put down because of her intuition.
Right. People really need to trust this thing. They got to trust this thing. But anyway, the one thing I did feel like was a low blow for Jackie tonight was...
Oh, what happened?
When she said, tell that to Rip. I was like,
oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a low blow.
That hurt. I mean,
it's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but girl, did you have to go there?
I
said it nicely.
I still have a huge crush on your character. I mean, you're obviously, you're beautiful, too. But at the same time, I had to get my one flirt in. It's only, you know, I was going to do it at 2 minutes. I had to do it at 6 minutes. Okay, I'm 4 minutes behind. But no, seriously, I like your character even more this season because she's even stronger.
Yes.
You know, emotionally. And she's just, not like physically,
yeah,
but
no,
like.
I love my character this year. Right. It just keeps unfolding.
Yeah, tell me more. Tell me about this. Unpeel the onion a little bit for me with this character.
I do have something because last time you were here, because, you know, Jackie was here, season finale of season one.
That's right.
And now you're back. But the nugget you gave us last season was that the writers wrote Jackie Ortiz's character based on his wife.
Right.
So how much based on his wife is season two?
Yeah. I'm like, this is next level Jackie
stronger.
Right now.
I'm like, ooh.
Well, I keep being told that it's just like his wife.
Okay. All right. So
they're like, she would do exactly that.
Okay.
So she is a lot stronger. She's more decisive, and she's not really open for negotiation, really. I mean, she becomes really paranoid over this thing. It's because her whole focus is there's something that's going to happen, and I need to be prepared because he's not here.
Right.
And my daughter's getting into all kinds of trouble, and she's being rebellious, and I've got to really step into this role. So,
I mean, Sally and I talk like every week about how this show's not just about, you know, the Navy SEALs. It's about family.
Yes.
Right.
And you're trying to hold this family together.
Yes.
And Buddha's not fulfilling all your needs.
Do you think the mother's intuition has kicked in? Do you know she's smoking pot? Because last week, I was like, oh my gosh, she's smoking.
I don't think that Buddha told Jackie
about
this.
That don't mean Jackie doesn't know.
So does Jackie know?
That's the thing. The mother's...
Huh? I know she's into some... Yeah, I think when I went to Calder's house and he says there's this thing with Dharma and it's like, that is... Yeah, that's an issue, but this is a bigger issue.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like, I'm going to handle the bigger issue first.
So there you go.
There you go. So
I thought it was super interesting how you came into the bedroom in like your lingerie thing or whatever. And then, you know, Buddha goes to, you know, because you're getting in that mood or Buddha's in the mood or whatever.
Right.
And then the conversation ends. With no sex, and the next shot we see is Buddha having to work out physically. He's got to get his aggression out somehow.
Yeah. Somehow.
It's so funny.
He did look a little sexy, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, you
did? With that Spanish music.
Right, I was like, ooh, okay, Poppy, get it.
And he did. He screamed into that mirror. He was getting it in a different way, but he was definitely getting it. All right, let's get...
I have a question for you guys.
Oh, go on.
Are you guys loving this season?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
What specifically?
You know,
oh, this is good.
Okay, this is really good.
This is fun.
I love it when they ask us questions.
Well, because Sally and I just talk about this, like, in our daily life, and now we get to be asked live on the air.
What do we think?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because... Episode 2, you know, wasn't as action-packed as episode 1.
Right.
And I was saying that on the after show that this show is so great because it shows us that it doesn't have to always be the guns, the fighting, the gore. That the writing is so fantastic that you can have the backstories and not have all the violence and still feel really engaged. Because a show about the Navy SEALs, you feel like it gotta be that all the time. But this show, you don't feel that with that. And that's what I love about season 2, that we're getting into these stories and I'm feeling just as invested, just as driven, just as excited, whether we're in the field or not, you know?
Right.
So that's what I love about it.
But it also is very action-packed. Like, the guys, I'm loving, like, the depth of emotion that the guys are showing. Anger, wanting revenge, how they are with each other, Calder and his problem, and how he's, you know, collapsing. Basically, he's, like, not coping well. So
And that's what I like about this season is the fact that there's so many questions in the air that most of them hopefully will get answered by the end, but we don't know yet. And I just love to... we're all predicting so many things, by the way.
How are you liking the new characters? The two new ones.
Well, we'll get into that.
Can we just get into it?
She has an issue with Trevor.
We can just get into
you,
it.
You do, okay.
We can just get into it.
Yeah, she definitely does.
Let's get into tasing Trevor, shall we?
Oh, okay, yes, let's, we'll put that into topic 1.5.
Okay, let's do it.
In this episode, Trevor gets tased.
He deserves it.
And Sally, even though he got tased in the back, she said to me, she goes, I hope he got tased in the balls, right?
That's what I thought. It better be in the balls.
I'm like, I think it was his back. All right, it's his back. She really does not like Trevor.
I don't.
Because Trevor's coming off as, you know, sexist and racist and just all the above. Right. And, you know, why would you like a character like that?
Right.
You know? So.
You know, it's interesting. I was going back and forth with Chase. And he tried to tell me...
Edwin Hodge.
You know, he tried to tell me that it's hard not to like him. That, you know, like, give him a chance that later on...
I said that to you in season... In after show part one, yeah.
I told Edwin, look, this is what it is right now. Right now, I don't like him.
Well, I'll tell you a couple things I was going to mention later about Trevor, but that I did like. I thought his whole... He has the finger instead of the rabbit foot around his neck.
That's gross.
But what he said was funny. He said that he's, you know, he's randomly putting the print all over the world and they have the government chasing a dead guy. It's kind of, that's funny.
I mean, yeah.
His humor is kind of sick, but it is funny.
That one was funny.
But I don't, you know, what I did love about this episode is we do get to see and feel the textures of Fishbait and Chase's kind of like what they feel about what's happening.
Right.
And Trevor attacking Fishbait specifically really, really bothered me. Like, it really got under my skin.
Yeah.
But it was awesome to see Fishbait rise to the occasion.
Right.
He was
right.
Like, mm-hmm. I was like,
yeah.
But, like, but Chase is such, like, he's so, like, calm, and yet I feel like there's so much, like, burning underneath him right now. Because, like, when he says that about the brown people thing,
right,
he just lets it go. Like,
right.
But then at the end of the episode, Trevor's trying to convince him how much he must really love killing, even though he doesn't want to admit it, too. You have that whole thing. Because Trevor's taking pictures of the dead guys.
I will say,
you know what
this.
I mean?
Brown people specifically, and I have brown friends who have been in the military, they have to suppress a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the same way Juan Pablo, you got to get your aggression out somehow. Not saying that this is necessarily the healthiest way, but this is already their job. So doing that, and basically when they're in the world, they're getting attacked all the time and there's nothing they can do about it. This is a way to do something about it. Sometimes. That's the mm-hmm. honest truth, what I've heard from folks in the military.
The next thing I wanted to get your lady's opinion on was the whole bear. He's single, but he's not ready to mingle yet.
He's not single.
Huh? He's,
said he's single?
Cobbler.
Let's get this clear.
Alex is claiming that he's single. He's saying let the bear out of the cage.
He
Ladies?
Is a bad influence, correct? Are you with me on this one?
He's not. He is single, but he does not want to be single.
Agreed. But that's why I say he's not ready to mingle.
How is he single?
Lena, last episode.
The divorce hasn't happened yet. This is my thing. As long as you're still married, you're
this
not
is
single.
True.
Technicality,
Lena's
right.
Character
I got you.
Is pretty much cutting him off.
Bam.
This is true. She
Bam.
Did say we should see other people.
let me
that's
throw
a big statement.
Here's one thing that happened in the show. He calls her at midnight. Now, I don't know why the sister, Elise, is picking up her phone, by the way. Why not just let that go to voicemail? That was a weird thing. I was like, why would they... Clearly, they just wanted to create some drama here.
Right.
Elise shouldn't have picked up that phone. Then we find out that it's midnight and she forgot her phone. If she's going on a first date with a guy, a girl brings her phone. That's a backup. You need to have
Listen,
that
Listen,
are
you questioning
precaution.
Our writers?
I'm questioning why. I'm questioning Lena Graves.
Listen. Do not question our writers.
Jeff Ortiz.
There's
thoughts.
A reason for everything.
Is there? All right. Well, either way, I thought it was a little weird she didn't bring her phone.
Yeah.
And so clearly she is not necessarily moved on, but she's dating. Why would she be out? Oh, you're saying maybe she's out with friends then?
No, I'm saying maybe she did that on purpose so that she could get Bear jealous.
Ooh.
So she's home. You're saying she wasn't even out. She's not even out, Sally.
I don't know. Maybe she is out, Listen. But maybe she left her phone because she knew her sister was going to pick up and was going to answer Bear. Maybe she knew. Maybe she
that's
planned
it.
That.
I see. What is it? Is it because I'm a man? I'm always thinking the worst in this situation.
Look, sometimes
that's,
women
that's my
plot.
Problem.
I'm
Look,
not gonna
women
lie.
Plot.
What?
Women
all
plot.
The time.
What?
We are so many steps ahead of you.
We're good plotters. I'm not gonna lie.
Jeez.
Yes, for the sound effect. Man. I love this place.
All right. Well, was it weird that Bear decides not to take off his wedding ring in the bar? Are we like he
it's
didn't?
Not weird.
It's not weird. He's not ready.
He's not ready.
He didn't make this decision.
Right.
Right.
She did.
Disappointed.
Yes. See, this is the thing. He does not want... He still loves her.
He loves her.
So it's like... Because this woman was ready to go. She's like, don't leave.
Listen.
Oh, the blonde?
The blonde in the bar. She was ready to go home with him, you know? And he just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because he's married right here. It don't matter what she says.
Well, and he's married right here, too. Yeah.
Right.
Marissa is next level, and I want to get into her. She is conveniently staying in the same hotel room as the guy
that they suspected.
That was the suspect that they released.
Yes.
Staying three doors down from her?
Don't question. Not the band?
Come on.
Don't question the writers.
Let's get some of the writers on the after show. I got to ask how that happened.
To call them. How to kick.
What did Marissa hit the suspect with? What was that in the room?
A bowl plate. Thing?
A bold plate thing. What hotel has a random bold plate thing in it?
Hotel.
Now I'm questioning the set dressers.
Hotels do have bold plates. I'm not gonna lie.
All right.
A little fancier.
I'm gonna rip this headset off. You and me gonna fight.
What do you ladies think of Marissa at this point? I think she's gone psycho.
She's gone psycho.
I think it's beautifully done, right?
It is. Oh, I love it.
The girl's mad crazy. Like
whoever wrote for that character, so soft, I do. I love it.
And then she's like. Speaking in the language, and she's killing people and dragging their bodies across the freaking hotel corridors.
I was poking you while we were watching, but she's going to kill this guy. No, she's going to kill
Dan
this guy.
Dan called it. Dan
he's not making it out of that room.
The moment
he saw the photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
it was a wrap. He's a goner. And I just was like, wow, she killed a fellow Muslim. Like, that's the only thing that really shocked me, because I was like, listen, I knew this girl was willing to go to any lengths. She's clearly obsessed with Michael. Clearly. Anything he says, she'll do. Love will make you do some crazy things.
Do you blame her? Michael's a good-looking dude.
You know,
and he's passionate, and girls like passionate guys, right? No answer. Okay.
I don't know if I'd kill
for a man. Is that why I'm single? I'm too passionate.
I don't think I'd kill for a man.
I don't know
but
if I'd kill
for
a man.
I didn't mean that, ladies.
I would not kill for a man.
I love my life too much. I'm not trying to go to jail.
Okay,
but there are women who would kill people.
There are, yes.
Interesting.
Yes. There are women who will do some crazy things.
I'm learning a lot tonight from you, too. My God, give us one example from a past friend. Do you have a friend story?
No, think about all the women that, fall in love with someone who's in jail. If it becomes, a famous serial killer, and next thing you know, they're, sending him letters saying, I'll marry you. That really happens.
Yes.
Well, they're doing a great job with Marissa, then, because it feels real to me.
No, she's just
and crazy.
Gone.
Yeah.
To the left.
What do you think is going to happen with her?
Is she going to get caught?
Wait, what do you think is going to happen? Really think about it.
Really think about it. You want to jump to all these predictions before? I love it. We're going to tell you in the prediction
section. Yes, just think about it. Just think about it.
I'm trying to. I'm so confused.
As it relates to things.
Okay. She's trying to give us a hint without...
I'm distracted by your beauty name. I don't know what's happening. I'm talking out of all
so
kinds
sweet.
Of places
he
right now.
He gets nervous every time you're here.
I get so nervous. Second time.
Is that why you're speaking so loudly?
No, that's just my natural tone.
Oh, that's
voice.
Your person.
You know, it's funny. I go on TV dates voice. With girls and they're like, you don't have to talk so loud. I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry.
I think you're beautiful.
I don't mean to talk so loud.
Would you like
so
dessert?
You know what it is? I did a lot of theater growing up, and you're told to talk to the people in the back of the eyes, make them hear you as much as the people in the front.
Okay.
And it backfired now.
There it goes.
No, it's so sweet.
I'm going to talk quiet, quiet the rest of the episode, I promise.
Okay.
It's so exciting.
Let's talk back from the front. Let's talk about Gina, and let's talk about the Michael thing to start. Gina, Michael says,
Michael's
I know
snitch.
Exactly where... This guy shows up every year
right.
for his family.
Michael's a snitch.
Wow.
Point blank, period. Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Snitch.
He's a snitch. He broke. He's snitching. We went from 0 to 100.
Gina did her job then, because that's her job to break people.
We went from 0 to 100. Episode 2, literally, he was still with the headphones, going crazy.
I wouldn't have lasted that long.
And then we open up this scene, he already, this is where he goes, this is where he'll be every...
I see what you're saying.
You know?
But you're questioning the writer. The writer.
There's more than one. Okay. There's more than one working on the
project. There's more than one.
The name of the episode is Dua.
Uh-huh.
Which I looked up, and Sally, you were looking it up too.
Yeah.
Derived from the Arabic word to call out or summon. Muslims regard this as a profound act of worship.
Yes.
And I just want to give a shout out to Dominic Adams again with his acting in those scenes. I think he's so good.
So good.
And he's just on a different level when it comes to that, I think. I really do.
Yeah. I thought he did an amazing job too.
Yeah, and I loved how they kind of explained it in the episode,
mm-hmm.
not as eloquently as when you look it up, people.
Because I just read it off of Wikipedia, and hopefully that was true what I said. Yeah.
But, you know, even in the episode, they're like, it's the supplication prayer, and then she's like, well, why is he crying? And she's like, because then it proves that they mean it.
He means it, right.
You know, and I'm like,
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't cry, I don't mean it? Like, I'm like, I don't cry every time I pray.
Right.
You know, but it's very interesting. I feel like I'm learning a lot about a completely different other community and what worship looks like for them, you know? And so that's another thing that I love about this show.
Yeah.
Because it's about, God is love. And so it's about loving one another no matter what. And I feel like that's, although he died, that's what the Muslim in the room who was talking to Marissa was trying to say. Like, at the end of the day, what our God preaches is peace. And that's everyone. And we're all fighting. And it makes no sense because no matter what we believe in, if we believe in what we believe, every culture, every religion, all believes in love and peace.
Now, where's that bowl thing?
And then she comes and just, boom! And I'm like, what? So, yeah.
Did you believe when Gina was like, that's the guy you should do it? Like, I didn't think it was him the whole time. I was like, that's not going to be the prince.
I knew it wasn't the prince.
It didn't look like him at all, really. I was like, what, shades in a snow hat are going to make this guy like, I can't tell who it is?
I feel like...
Why couldn't they identify him at all?
The prince is three steps ahead of everybody. He set it up, and now Michael's made. Now everyone knows, in terms of his camp, that Michael's the one who's snitching because...
Let me ask you this, though. Why... I don't know, because Nadine can't really answer this because she already knows the answer, probably. But, like, why didn't... they waited there, like, all day for him to show up at that place, right? How did he already know, though, that they were going to show up? Like, how did he know to send in his fake guy? Like, he always has that fake guy around?
Maybe.
And if he goes to that place every year, does he always have to just watch? He just watches back every year like that. You think the SEALs, wouldn't the SEALs like know that?
No,
because he's probably going to have a fake guy.
This is the first time.
Yeah, see, Nadine knows what I'm saying.
This is the first time she says she wants her own team. This team is going in there blind. This is their first time going in on this mission. The only person that has any prior experience with this country, with this mission, with
Buddha.
This guy, is Buddha. Outside of that, no one knows what's going on.
Yeah.
That's why it turned into a damn shit show.
And that's what they said. There's a lot of swearing. Are they gonna say whatever they want,
it's a shit show.
Is it because it's just on, it's not on like NBC or something? They can just, on history, you can just say the, F-bombed it tonight.
You know, cable can say certain words.
The F-word. I didn't realize they could say the F-word.
Did it bother you?
I mean, no, I have a pretty
seals.
Dirty
they
mind, I guess. So.
Like
no, I get that. No, Gina said it tonight.
Yeah. Her
but,
too.
Yeah. No, I'm. Oh, I know in real life that they say that. Yeah. I just, you know, sometimes they don't say those things on TV
television.
Like that. Try to get a broader audience. Like,
yeah, that's usually like the top networks, you know?
Right.
But on cable, like, yeah, they can.
Yeah, well, I know. Another thing, Showtime or HBO.
We could have
last year,
though.
Oh,
last year there was some restrictions. I don't know why this year.
See, there you go,
know.
Sally. They changed the restrictions.
I don't know.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah,
I just know that it was a big deal.
So they weren't allowed to say the F word last year.
I think just
there was a certain number.
There was a number.
That's funny. Yeah, they do that.
You
don't
can only
they?
Do it certain amount of times.
Got it.
I mean, you know, history does attract a lot of family, you know, viewers. So that makes sense.
All right. It's time.
It's time for what?
To get into my top six most exciting, entertaining moments of the evening.
Okay.
Where I tell you what I like, and you guys are going to either give it the like
or
give it the hike. That's right. How do you think of this music, by the way?
There's some music going on.
It's very 1980s, Dan. Where are you?
I have the same interface.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of interface, that taser got in the face of Trevor in my top six pick.
So that's number six.
Yeah. I thought, because I think it's hilarious that he would get, tased because no one likes him anyways. I'm just saying, if we didn't think Trevor was dumb
before. Is the music still going on? Or can I shake my head? Like,
yeah,
do you guys know that I'm listening to music?
You can, everyone can hear this music.
So what do you think about
like
that
or
moment?
Hike. Like Trevor or getting hike. Tased. Like or hike.
I like it.
Great.
I'll hike it.
Yeah, I knew you were going to hike it. Bad Bear. Bad Bear in my number five spot.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was so funny,
like,
right?
When Caller's like, Bad Bear.
Those girls, by the way, did you get to meet them? Do you have their number for me?
No.
No. They were beautiful, too, and they seemed like a bunch of fun.
Oh, yeah, Dan, that's what you were thinking about?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Like, Nadine's going to be here today. Maybe she has their number. But the one with the last one, that one.
The tall one?
I don't have a chance with any of you ladies, so it's fine. Anyways, in my number four spot,
okay,
I've got the whole Elise picking up that goddamn phone. Why would she pick up that phone? I just didn't get it. I know y'all, we talked about it a little bit before, but come on. Just tell me the truth, please.
Like.
It's a like.
It's a hike for me.
It's a like. I don't question the writers.
I can't believe she picked up that phone. My number three spot is Marissa hitting him over the head with some big, heavy thing.
That was a great moment.
I don't know why.
Great moment.
She went for it.
It was brutal. Yes. And then she kept hitting him.
Right.
Why would you keep it?
Blood got in her hair and everything.
Blood got everywhere.
Like, oh my gosh.
I know my number one spot. Why can't I find my number two spot? Oh my good, I'm wasting time.
Am I not in there?
Marissa trying to contact Michael. She's obsessed. She's a stalker.
Oh, she's obsessed. She's a stalker.
She's such a stalker.
She's a bugaboo.
Oh my god. And in my number one spot is definitely Jackie's Got a Gun.
Yes! Like, 5 stars.
I was waiting for Jackie.
You got the number one spot tonight for sure. This was your storyline tonight, and I hope that they give you more than just this one.
Yes.
Because you got.
We're so cute.
There we are from last season, right there.
We're so cute.
I looked so tall.
My hair came a long way.
My hair went the opposite way of yours. Mine went back, yours went forward. It's fantastic.
And speaking of stars and likes, you guys make sure that when you're on the go or you're just doing what you do on your phones, make sure you go to Apple and get on your podcast and listen to the 6 AfterBuzz show and make sure you like us with 5 stars.
Give
rate,
us 5
comment,
stars.
Do all of that on the
Write
iTunes.
Write comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to do that, right, Nadine?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do it. Sherry.
Sherry.
Why?
No, she's just going to. You took my joke. You're great. I was going to say that. I was like, well, Sherry would.
Sherry always comments.
Good for Sherry.
Go Sherry.
Sherry's the best.
Go Sherry.
Sherry's
go Sherry.
Like on Yelp's top 15 favorite commenters.
Is that right?
Commenters? What do you call these people?
Commentators?
What do we call those that comment?
YouTube comments. Those people?
Those.
The haters out there?
The comment people.
The comment
the
people.
Comment people.
People work.
Yeah, Yelp has they watch me because I'm always leaving comments.
You're always leaving.
Is that right?
And they like my comments because they're useful.
I'm sure they are. Give us your best comment you ever left on Yelp.
This restaurant stinks.
That's what you'll say? And they won't go. You're shutting down businesses left and right.
No one will be there.
No one will go. We're going to get into predictions in a second. I want to ask you, it said on Wikipedia, which is so it's probably a lie, that your first job ever was in a commercial for McDonald's, like one of your acting jobs.
Yes.
What year did that come out?
I don't even
Can I
remember.
Find it on YouTube?
I don't think so.
You are the... What role do you play in it? I think this is fascinating.
I'm the drive-through girl.
You're the drive-through girl? What were your daddy lines?
Yeah, something welcome to McDonald's. And I had to do it in Spanish, too. So there was
two checks. Nice. Come on now.
Two checks, baby.
Securing the bag. Checks. One and two. Come on now.
The bag.
You gotta secure
Bienvenidos a McDonald's.
Hey!
Oh, you did it. All right.
You gotta secure the bilingual bag. It's called.
Right.
You know, get that English check, get that Spanish check.
Got it.
I'm trying to get all those checks.
You are. Right.
We're gonna talk after.
Okay.
Jackie, let's get into Jackie Ortiz. Yeah, let's get into predictions. Because I know you have a bunch of things you want to ask
us. I don't need
to
predict anything.
No, but you
I
wanted to
answers.
Ask us our predictions.
Yes.
Because you had so many throughout the show, but
you
we can now
questions.
We can finally answer them.
I did.
For you.
I asked you the.
I forget what you said. Ask me one more time.
About Marissa. What do you think?
What do you think is going to happen to Marissa?
What do you think is going to happen with Marissa?
First prediction we have to guess.
Yes.
Is okay. What do we think is going to happen to Marissa Selle?
Not necessarily happen to Marissa, but what do you think Marissa's going to do
What's
next?
What's she
going to
do next?
Oh, okay.
I got it. I know. I'm going to go first or are you going?
You go first because you got it.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll think about it with
I'm
this music.
Think, I'm
going
to think.
I think she's going after your family, Jackie Ortiz.
How?
Oh, so I am right. She gave it away there. How? With a gun? I don't know. She'll... I don't know, she'll go to the old house, you're not there, she goes to your new place. I have no idea.
I don't know.
But I think she's going after your family next,
but
for sure.
But here's the creative thinking here, guys.
This is what I will say, though. I really feel like she might go through the daughter. You know, make friends with the daughter. You know,
they're around the same age.
They're gonna be friends. She's like, oh, come over, because you know she ain't got no friends in this new place.
She doesn't.
That's a good prediction.
You nailed it. That's the prediction.
But you know what? But then it's
That's the prediction.
But then the real prediction is this is how women will prove that our intuition is never wrong. She's going to be able to look Buddha in the face and be like, I told you so.
Oh, no, she... They're,
so that's my prediction, too. I can't wait for that moment.
Well, and we had talked about what couple is actually going to last in this season, because I predict that Lena and Bear are done.
Ugh.
And she thinks they're getting back together. But then I said that you and Buddha are going to make things work. But with that prediction, I don't know. That's a... That'd be tough.
Just because women tell you I told you so, don't mean you gotta break up with us. We're right most of the time.
Well, that's, well I also have like you have the kids thing. That's also, I think that's why another reason you're gonna stay together. But yeah.
Okay.
What was the other prediction you wanted us to guess? There was one more you said earlier on. We're gonna rewind the tape. What about Gina?
What do you think she's gonna do?
You know what? Gina keeps. Oh yes. Okay. Let's think about it.
Let me know when you're ready.
She's running around with some,
you know,
people.
She's gonna hook up with one of the seals. Who's it gonna be?
Oh,
it's gonna be Bear. I'm going Bear, baby.
No,
she's looking with
that. I'd Bear be so sing. Upset.
Well, because they're kind of fighting right now. They got that sexual tension thing going.
Do you think?
Kind of like Rip and Naomi had in season one, which they never got
what
to come true.
What if she hooks up with Michael?
Oh, that could be fun.
That would be crazy. I would be so
wow.
excited because you know that's. Michael's turning into her CI, you know? Like,
yeah.
Everyone thinks he's dead, of
God,
course.
God, this is all... Oh, there's just so many great questions. I'm so excited. And I'm getting loud, so I worked away from the phone. Oh, my God, from the microphone. Yeah, I think...
So I'm predicting
I'm going to go with Bear. You know, Cotter's the one always hooking up with chicks, so maybe...
Yeah,
but I don't think she's looking for that. She wants the real thing. So let's go with... let's go with Bear.
I'm going with Michael.
That's fun.
So we'll see who wins.
I like having Jackie Ortiz here.
Yeah.
Because you give us great predictions to go after.
Yeah.
You can't tell us any... Can you give us any hints of anything that might happen later on?
No, okay. Like nothing.
Like,
can
does
you,
Nadine learn how to use this... Well, not Nadine. Does Jackie learn how to use this gun?
Okay, dude.
Well, she's at a shooting range, so she's going to try.
And let's say... I love that, too. I feel like, you know, if you are going to carry a concealed weapon, it is important to know how to use it.
Mm.
So I'm glad that the show... Because the reality is people watch TV and want to do what's on TV. So
right.
I'm glad that they're showing on television that the important thing is to go learn and train.
Right.
And that she didn't just go get this gun and then was like, oh, I'm just going to have it. She was like, okay, I'm going to get it and
right.
then I'm going to learn how to use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think that was great.
That was great.
Yeah, you when she showed up at Alex's place to ask for a gun.
Oh, I was.
You were like, "What is?"
Only because Cold is messy, and we've already seen him dip into other people's.
Shout out, Donnie Boaz.
Yeah, so you know, I felt a little tension. Although I don't believe Jackie would step out on Buddha
with someone
from the team, but it still kind of felt a little shady. I was like, "Ooh, I don't like this." I'm not gonna lie, I didn't like it.
I wanna get Nadine's honest reaction when I say this. I predict that Rip is still alive.
No.
Ooh! He's alive, I can tell from her reaction.
You know, someone in the comments was like, he's dead, it's done. You guys need to stop talking about this.
Oh, come on. Now
no, I'm
me
just
nothing.
Saying that's funny. It's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Why would you guys think that he's alive, though?
I think he's on a co-op.
They didn't
want to
give him a funeral, and I felt some type of way about that. So I was like, well, maybe.
He's on like a private mission. He's going to like, and they can't tell the other six guys.
Protect
them. Because they're going to protect them. Yeah.
Did you not watch episode 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what?
Well, you guys had the
bonfire. Ricky gets a call on the phone. Big deal. Yeah, they have a bonfire. Big deal. Where's the body? He's walking around somewhere. Doing seal
it's
stuff.
It's like Tupac. Everybody.
Is that right? I'll go Jim Morrison.
Everyone thinks Tupac's still alive, you know, but he clearly isn't. So maybe that's what we're doing with Rip. We're
no,
pulling
Tupac.
A Tupac
is alive.
Oh, there you go. You heard it here first.
Tupac is
Nadine
alive.
Says
Tupac
that Tupac
is alive.
Around.
I don't know what anybody else is saying.
He's doing
so
his
is
thing.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. You know, didn't they just recently see him in like a fast food establishment, like in the background? I swear they saw him. Or at like an airport or something. Or that was actually in Home Alone. You can see Elvis in the background at the airport as an extra.
They always
He's
claim.
Alive.
He's around, clearly.
The ghost.
That's about all the time, unfortunately, that we have tonight
to
talk.
That's a long-ass time. No, we were here for a long time.
We were here for a long time. But
I thought it flew by. And it was a pleasure having you here, Miss Nadine.
Is there anything we can look out for you?
Yeah, can we shout some stuff out.
I'm not going to tell.
Okay. Well, my name's Daniel Lindgren. You can follow me at TheDanLindgren because I need followers. Do you want to give out your social?
Nadine Velasquez, 2 Z's.
Yay. 2 Z's.
And, you know, follow your favorite Afro-Latina at Sally Hangout. Hang out with me.
Hang out.
Oh, yeah. We're all hanging out here at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks for joining us tonight, guys.
And
have
we'll
a great...
see you on Wednesday.
2 days from now.
Watch 6.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.